Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love Mellow Radio. This is Doug Loves Movies coming to you from the slightly better times with another Homes Alone edition. It's Sunday, June 27th, 2021, and my guests today are Paget Brewster, Kyle Bornheimer, and Sam Levine, a.k.a. Lil Wolverine. Hello, everybody.
Hello, Doug.
Hello.
Hi.
Let's meet them individually and alphabetically, starting with... this is a kind of intro that they write for people on TV that crack me up. So I wrote one for you, Paget. Her mind is criminal and she put Chandler in a box. It's Paget Brewster.
It's me. What an intro.
I think it's a great intro. We've been having fun hanging out on the Will You Accept This Rose podcast with our friend Arden Marine.
Yeah.
And we've been watching, you know, now, what is this? Our couple, two, three seasons together now, watching this show just get weirder and, but also change with the times, and possibly in a good way at this point.
Knock wood.
And you have I know you can't, we talked about how you can't really talk about it much because everything's always a big secret over at Disney, but you are involved in a new show that's going to be on Disney Plus that I'm so excited about.
Yeah, actually, no. And Doug, you're the first person. They've delayed it again because I just re-recorded tags. Behind the Attraction is now starting on Disney Plus the 21st of July, not the 16th.
21st. Okay, we got the announcement here.
21st.
What a scoop. What is it? 6 days earlier? What's happening? I can't do the numbers.
5 days later.
5 days. 5 days later. It's delayed by 5 days because you had to put some tags on it.
I did. I had to re-record speaking as quickly as possible Behind the Attraction on Disney Plus starting July 21st. Because it had to fit into that.
Yeah, but it makes it also sound like you're very excited about it when you say it quickly.
I really am, though. I am
excited
about it.
It's hard to sound blasé and say it quickly.
Yeah. No.
Well, it's a show all about rides at the Disney parks, and I couldn't be more... There's no subject I'd rather delve deeply into with, you know, video images and interviews, and Paget Brewster is the narrator.
I'm so excited you're excited. You really, you're my biggest support right now, and I appreciate it.
I mean, let's see if the other guys can get as excited as I am. like an entire episode about one ride, like, you know, like probably more than you'd ever want to know about Haunted Mansion for like an hour.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
47 minutes. 47
minutes. Yeah. Because they still make things 47 minutes. Like, well, maybe we'll show it somewhere where they'll put in commercials. So this can't be exactly an hour. You know, it's got to be a little less than an hour. Mm-hmm. You never know where anything's going to land these days. But thank you for being here, Padgett.
And, thanks for having me.
I'll tell you all about how much I love the show after it starts on July 21st.
Thank you, Doug.
Not the 16th.
Correct.
Get that out of your heads. Also joining us today, first time guest, I'm a longtime fan, it's Kyle Bornheimer. Hello, Kyle.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining us in your, you're in a vehicle in a parking lot. Is it hot?
It's hot. You know, before you wisely advise that I open a window, which I will have to do because right now the air conditioning's on. I don't want to put it too full because you might not hear me very well. So I'm going to crack a window. I've moved my car a little bit out of the parking lot away from the hysteria of the games. And so we should be fine, but thank you for having me.
I hope you don't have to parallel park because there's nothing I'm worse at than trying to parallel park while doing movie trivia.
That might be
really,
a good
it's
game.
Really distracting. It's very distracting.
I like to add a challenge. I like to parallel park and do lots of different kinds of things. I like to like recite a recipe, movie trivia while parallel parking. It's a good exercise for the brain as I get older.
Well, you certainly like to be in lots of movies and TV shows. So for our listeners who are like, why does that name sound familiar? I don't know if this will even help because you're in so many things, but I narrowed it down to four things that I think you really make an impression on. Brooklyn Nine-Nine, mm-hmm. Avenue 5, Casual, and Better Call Saul.
That's a good list. I'm going to start using those four. I'm going to start breaking it down the same way. Yeah, those are all it. Yeah.
It's the one guy who's been in those four things.
Yeah, that's a game. There you go. You just got a new Doug Loves Movie game, Doug Loves TV. Although I still want to see Doug Loves Amusement Parks and shows about amusement parks because I was into that 2 minutes ago when you were talking about that. I would not mind if this became Doug Loves Amusement Parks and shows about them because I too would love a show about behind the scenes. And I guess I can July 16th. I mean July 21st.
Oh man, you came so close
to my head. I got to do a whole new calendar setup now.
Yeah, but thank you for fixing. I know. I'm seriously. This is. I'm going to do it right now as I'm speaking. I actually have it written down in the calendar when the show premieres. I'm going to scratch it out right now before I forget, because that'd be a sad day if I wake up that day and I'm, turn on Disney Plus. It's, what's it called again?
Behind the Attraction.
It's Behind the Attraction Day. It isn't 5 more days. Can you imagine if you thought Christmas came 5 days early and you were told, no, it's 5 more days?
God, I hope this show lives up to your hype.
Do you know, can you reveal which attraction is discussed in the first episode?
I believe the first episode is Haunted Mansion.
Oh, boy. There's so much to talk about there.
They can air them all out of order.
That's true. But so many myths around Haunted Mansion. I think a lot of people would be fascinated by that episode because everybody's heard urban legends of one type or another about that attraction. And I believe most of them are not true or very much exaggerated.
I can't say anything.
Okay. All right.
Well,
that's the podcast guest I've been dreaming of is one that can't say anything. And, but a man who's always got plenty to say and is our returning champion. He's won, 3 episodes in a row. I think this is his 4th appearance.
Oh.
And, he'll be giving us a lengthy, plug of his cameo at the end of the show.
Yep.
It's Sam Levine. Hey, Sam Levine.
Hey, everybody.
Hey,
Sam.
Hi.
Doug, I want to kill the corrections department right now before they come at you on Twitter. I'm fairly certain, not 100%, but fairly certain alphabetically Bornheimer would come before Brewster, but I just wanted to point that out because people will do that on Twitter.
That's a very good point. You know, I just mostly wanted Kyle to just have a chance to relax in his car.
I actually did need it because I'm still sitting here. I'm actually holding my cord into the power jack because my phone doesn't charge very well. I actually did need that 30 extra seconds to figure out how to keep my phone charged. So I appreciate that.
What a break.
Yeah, I can see you. I can see you fumbling around like it's a, you know, a B plot in an episode of Modern Family.
But thanks, Sam, for bringing that up. I did text Sam. I said, would you mind mentioning the whole alphabetical thing to him? I feel bad, but I really feel like he should correct that.
I got you.
I thought you were really going to hit me with like a correction that would like, you know, kind of matter to me, but that
No. This isn't for you. This isn't for you now. This is for the dopes on Twitter. Doug, I was listening to the last episode and you introduced me in the wrong order.
Now you're going to make them scared to correct us whenever we're wrong, and we do want to know when we're wrong.
Sure. Well, I'm saying the job's already done. It's done. We got okay. it. We're all set here.
Well, Sam, you know what's coming.
I do.
Because you've been the champ. Was I right? You've won 3 times now?
I believe so, yes. I did it once in person and then twice on the computers, I think.
Yeah, so this is your 4th appearance in a row. And so you've 3 times now you've recommended a movie. Your last recommendation, Who Framed Roger Rabbit, spurred a lot of interesting discussion and also won the Twitter poll. Everybody likes that one more than actually a movie you had recommended at another time.
Muriel's Wedding.
Yep. And what was the 3rd recommendation on that show?
I don't remember. That was Andy and Wayne, right?
Yeah.
That was just a few days ago, and it's escaped
me. Oh, A Simple Plan, was it?
Oh, yes, the Sam Raimi film.
Yeah.
All 3 good recommendations.
Terrific.
Yes!
All good. They all got points on the board, as they say. But what do you think this week, Sam, or today rather? It's just been a few days.
It's just been a few days. But I put this on the other day because I realized I hadn't seen it in several years and I wanted to rewatch at least most of it. And boy, does this movie hold up. Big Trouble in Little China.
Oh, yeah.
That is such a fun movie. And I watched that movie the first time when I was way too young to be watching a movie like that and had no idea what I was watching. But that movie did inspire at least a, you know, 5-year-old me to put a round laundry basket over my head and pretend like I was one of the 3, you know, super bad guys who fight a lot with what looked like upside down laundry baskets. They're just very stylish straw hats, but
sure.
I'd never seen a hat that came that far down over someone's face and that wide. So, you know,
didn't your parents say that you were already wearing that on your head before you even saw the movie, though?
I mean, who can be sure anymore? We don't have proper records that go back that far. But I do know that there are photographs of my brother and I wearing upside down laundry baskets on our heads, attempting to be kung fu masters from Big Trouble in Little China.
I love it. That's great, and I'm glad that the movie holds up for you. And it's official. It's your recommendation.
That is my recommendation
for this episode. Let's go to Padgett, can you recommend a movie?
It's kind of a downer. Sophie's Choice holds up. And provokes responses. I was trying to look at a Czechoslovakian accent. So honestly, I hadn't even thought about it. I wanted to watch Roger Rabbit yesterday because I was listening to the classical station and that the dueling pianos that Donald and Daffy Duck play was written by Franz Liszt. Like, It's
oh right, it's Hungarian Rhapsody, right?
It's Hungarian Rhapsody. Mm. And it's wow. Such a, I thought, oh, did Carl Stalling write this? Like what? Because to me, it's cartoon music. It's animation music. And I was going to suggest Roger Rabbit.
No.
I can't think of anything I've seen lately. I've been reading mostly. I'll think of something. Kyle?
Yeah, tell us. I mean, no, actually, you can change your answer, but I'm loving Sophie's Choice just because, you know, people do tend to want to recommend things that are uplifting, but sometimes people just need a good, you know.
Things could be worse. That's a things could be worse movie. Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, as
but
long
it's,
as you're
I not, think it's
you know, as long as you don't have any plans to, you know, travel by train, it's not, you know, it's no. It's heavy, but it's not, you know, it's not the choice that you're going to have to make. But you can think about it some more, though, while we talk to Kyle in his car. Can you recommend one movie that you just think is great and people will love it?
Yeah, real quick. I do think Sophie's Choice, you know, we reference that movie all the time as, you know, whenever there's a really difficult choice. I actually think we should now use that as reference for Things Could Be Worse. I think as apropos as the prior way we would reference that movie. I also am thinking of things I tried on after watching movies as a kid. And my brother and I tried to fly like Condor Man after that movie came out. And we taped paper, like cardboard, to our arms and jumped off the top of the steps, and it did not work. Could have used a helmet like Sam had.
Yeah.
Wait, is Condor Man?
Wasn't Condor Man like a crazy person? Like, was he real? Could he really fly, or did he just think he could?
You know, I bet on rewatching it, like we old, you know, you watch a lot of older movies, you do reassess it, and he probably is somewhat of a sociopath. I haven't seen it in years. I think it's actually a one-off Disney movie. I think it was like, maybe they thought it would become a thing, but it was just a kind of a random one-off late 70s, early 80s, almost like Greatest American Hero, where a guy, and I think the guy actually looks like him, like William Catt or whatever, a guy like suddenly finds himself with a pair of wings that look like a condor, and he becomes a superhero. But I don't remember much about it except for us trying those on. I would recommend this movie, Vast of Night, that I just ran into on Amazon Prime. Have you guys talked about that on this show?
Yeah, it was a few months back. It was recommended by somebody. I think maybe Jeff Tate recommended it, and it's. It's very, it didn't work for me as well as it does for a lot of people I've spoken to about it, but I did admire the way, the consistency of the tone and the acting, and, you know, I just didn't get into the story that much, but, it's definitely a well-crafted movie and people are super into it.
Yeah, I think even just for that, it's interesting to kind of see where this director goes from there. And then real quickly, I ran into I'm a little bit of a Gene Wilder completist, and I found this movie also, I think, on Amazon Prime, where he plays a manure salesman. And an adorable, he's adorable in it, and Margot Kidder. It's like a little light romance set in Ireland that I never even knew Gene Wilder was in. And it's totally random and quirky the way you would think a love story about a manure salesman would be. And I don't know. I can't even recommend it for it being good. It's just an oddity. And if you love Gene Wilder, I would check it out.
What's it called?
I can't think of it right now. It's sitting on my Amazon Prime continued watching list.
Yeah, this is, hold on. I can help. This is what you do. Hold on. Watch this.
Get your computer ready so you can
get. I got it ready. You ready? You do this. Yeah. You hold down Gene Wilder.
I'm just going to yell out my Wilder. Window to one of
the
football
players.
Are you
just saying Gene Wilder into
the remote. Willy Wonka, Alice in Wonderland, Blazing Saddles, Stir Crazy, Expo, Love Kill, the producer.
This is how you're going to find the obscure movie, by listing everything we already know.
Start the
revolution. It's got like a crazy name. It's called like Richard.
Rhinoceros.
Hanky Panky. Oh no, that's Gilda Radner.
Rhinoceros.
Bonnie and Clyde.
Is it called Rhinoceros?
It's not on here.
It's like a guy's name. It's like Stanley Pearl Whiskey acts like a fool or something like that.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It's one of those.
I think I know what you're talking about.
I'm not seeing it, but here's the thing. I'm going to turn this TV off because now, realizing how silent it is, I'm tempted to cheat at this game because I know Sam is going to beat the crap out of everyone.
That's absolutely not true.
I turned my TV off. No. Not that you'll cheat. I was tempted to cheat. No, trying to find that gene.
I'm wrong plenty.
He's not that good. Yeah, he's wrong.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, he's just locked out.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, I turned off my television. I want you all to know I'm not a cheater. I thought about it for a second, and I rejected it.
I like that. I appreciate it.
I, however, will be cheating on every play.
In your car.
Right, yeah. The flag football game you're watching there.
He's got an old Leonard Maltin book he's going to be flipping through.
Isn't that how this show started, Doug? With the old Leonard Maltin book?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. I know you're.
I can't think of what movie you're talking about.
Yeah, I have no idea the name of this movie.
As far as names and titles, he was in a movie called Quaxer Fortune Has a Cousin in the Bronx.
That's it. That's the one.
That's it. Yeah. Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh.
Very good. We figured
it
out.
Wait, is that really the name of it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
That'd be a good name for Live, Die, Repeat.
Quacks of Fortune Has a Cousin in the
Quaxer.
Bronx.
Quaxer, like his first name is Quaxer.
Okay.
Quaxer Fortune.
It's
a
like
cousin.
They put a movie idea through like the Quirker machine and like whatever the quirkiest concept and title could come out. They were like, what? This is it.
That's it.
What era is that movie from? The 70s, the 80s?
70s. Early 70s, I think.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll put that one on the list.
I was just kind of surprised that there'd be like what, you know, there's certainly Gene Wilder movies I haven't seen, but I didn't know there was a title I would be familiar with. So I'm glad we figured it out. But he also is in a movie called Rhinoceros. And that's what was my first guess.
Mm. Yeah, I've never seen that one either.
Yeah, but boy, is he good. And they're tweeting up a storm right now about Blazing Saddles and Young Frankenstein because it's Mel Brooks's birthday.
I saw that.
Yeah. So
I was scared at first.
Yeah. Right. It's so terrifying when somebody, a treasure like him is trending because you think it's going to be a death thing. Like,
yeah,
I don't know. They should do something about that. But maybe always there has to be like a little tombstone or something.
Mm. Smart.
I mean, a lot of times it does say RIP, but sometimes it doesn't when somebody,
maybe the verified signal just goes black. Maybe the verified signal just goes black like an armband.
Or yeah. Or maybe like clear.
Yeah.
Maybe it goes clear. Like in Scientology,
like it's in the Sea Org.
Yeah. Or a sad face, like the Amazon smile, but it's just a verified mark. That's a frown.
Well, thank you to everyone for visiting Recommendation Nation, and we're going to play some games now right after this break. We'll be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
We're back, and it's time to play some games. And we're going to start with one that it's a little variation on something we played a few weeks back. And I think it's fun, and it's called Better Dead Than Fred.
I don't think I played this one.
I don't think you've played this one, Sam. I wouldn't be fair to your opponents.
That's true.
If you're already deeply immersed in these particular films we're going to talk about.
Oh, I see.
Because in this game, I'm going to say a fact, and we're going to start with Kyle.
Alphabetically.
Exactly. I was going to say we're going alphabetically, but then I realized I had already written it down wrong. So we're going to start with Kyle. Yeah, I don't know why I thought Bourne and Brewster were, but you know how it goes.
The O is very close to the R in the alphabet. It's an easy mistake. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're neighbors. All right, so I'm going to say a fact about a movie, and you tell me if that fact applies to Drop Dead Gorgeous, Drop Dead Fred, or Better Off Dead.
Okay.
Oh. Wow.
But, you know, the third person, if the first two people miss it, the third person gets a gimme, so that you could look into points on this game.
Well, now can Patrick go first, actually?
No.
Well, she could guess correctly. You never know. So, Kyle, you go first on this first one. Which one of those three films features an actress named Kelly Benson, no relation? Is it Drop Dead Gorgeous, Drop Dead Fred, or Better Off Dead?
I feel like Kelly Benson is an 80s name. So I think Drop Dead Gorgeous is that a 90s movie, early 2000s? Drop Dead Gorgeous? Is that a dark comedy about modeling or something? Or
I'm not taking questions at this time, okay. But
well, that won't prevent me from asking them. I'm gonna go with what are the three options? Is Drop Dead Gorgeous, Drop Dead Fred,
and Better Off Dead.
I'm going to go with, it was like a lot of high school. I bet there was a Kelly Benson in Better Off Dead.
That is incorrect.
It's worth it for that sound.
Sorry about that. So now, no expense is spared for production on this, on this Zoom call. All right, so Padgett's up next. Which one's been eliminated? What did you say? You said
Better Off Dead.
Yeah, so that's out. So it's Drop Dead Gorgeous or Drop Dead Fred has an actress named Kelly Benson.
Drop Dead
Padgett.
Fred.
Padgett says Drop Dead Fred. And that is correct.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who does she play?
Oh,
anyone?
I get that sound. I thought I was going to get that boner
sound. It says the other one played in reverse. He only has the one sound.
She's, I don't know what she does in it. I actually thought, oh, what if they ask what she does in it? And then I thought, you know, we don't have that kind of time.
You're right. We don't have that kind of time.
Yeah,
I'll Google it later.
Yeah, we got a race to the first person at 2 points wins this game. Let's go Sam gets to go first on this one.
Okay.
Sam, which one of those films has a character in it named Lester Lehman?
Oh, wow. I think that's Drop Dead Gorgeous.
That's your final answer?
That is my final answer.
That was correct.
Because Denise Richards' character is something. She's got like three names, and the last one is Lehman, I think.
Oh, okay. I think Lester.
Oh, she
Lehman
bugged
played
me
by,
so much in a. Oh, she bugged me in that movie.
Yeah, Lester Lehman is. I think he's played by Shooter McGavin.
Oh, Chris McDonald.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. So Kyle, Sam, and Padgett each have a point.
I have but zero, you, I think.
You still have a shot at this, man. You get to go first now on this next one. Which one of those movies, Drop Dead Gorgeous, Drop Dead Fred, or Better Off Dead, has music by Mark Mothersbaugh of Devo fame?
Did he do the music for, oh my God, I want to say Better Off Dead, but it did it, but the Drop Dead Fred seems quirky enough for his stylings, but Better Off Dead would have been the era when he was starting to do all that stuff. I'm going to go with Better Off Dead.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect.
I just really wanted to hear that noise.
It's fun to lose on this show.
Yes. That's what I'm telling myself.
Okay. Paget.
Better Off
for
Dead.
The game. For the game, Paget.
Better Off Dead.
That's incorrect. Oh! Sam, for the win.
Drop Dead Fred.
Wait, that's not the one that's left.
Isn't what are you it? Doing?
No.
He doesn't get that point. He doesn't get that point.
What'd you say?
He should have paid attention.
Yeah. I thought he said Better Off Dead.
Both.
Didn't you both say Better Off Dead?
No.
Both said Better Off Dead.
That's what I'm saying.
And so
I wasn't listening.
No,
you started the not listening trend.
Wait, I thought Kyle said. he did say better.
I wasn't listening to the movie because I didn't know that Mark Mothersbaugh didn't do the music for it. Then you didn't listen to my answer, and then Sam Dudley didn't listen.
No,
to either.
I definitely did because I heard you both say Better Off Dead. So then I still had a 50-50 shot,
Yeah, and what'd you say?
Sam's right.
No, I'm sure I'm not, because we talked about it. I said Drop Dead Fred.
Yeah, incorrect.
That was a long way of saying we all lost.
You guys really tried to gaslight me there.
It was gorgeous. It was gorgeous.
That was my fault. Mm-hmm. That was my fault, Sam. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay, Paget. That's okay.
But I think that's a great question, because that really is the third of those movies that you'd think that Mark Mothersbaugh did the music for.
Yeah.
So it's a good trick question. But we're back at Kyle. This is going to be actually, you know what? Since we're down, I'm down to just one more. Mm. So let's just break this tie between Sam and Paget. Also, Kyle, winning this game doesn't mean anything. It just means you have to go first in the next game. Sometimes it's not even a place of advantage.
That's my strategy. I have a long plan here, so I'm good.
Yeah, you're playing a long game. It's very smart. So we'll start with Paget, and then she's got a shot at it, then Sam can take it. Which one of the movies had the tagline, "The battle between the good and the bad is about to get ugly"?
Drop Dead Gorgeous.
That is correct. You win. Congratulations. You did
that actually
it
may be the most recent movie I saw, Drop Dead Gorgeous.
I think that feels like her recommendations.
That feels like a movie you shouldn't
and it wasn't. I know. I forgot.
Yeah. I think that the last time you were on, that was your recommendation, was Drop Dead Gorgeous. And that got me on thinking about those movies having similar names. And that's why I came up with this game. But this is the second time we played it. So the first time was everyone was almost as equally confused because they're all known movies. But
It's hard.
It's easy to be tricky. So congratulations, Paget. That means you go first in our next game, which we are going to play right after these messages. For you.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax. The way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
We're back, and Padgett is walking on air or sitting in a chair. And Sam, I hope you're excited about this, because I think you've played this before.
Oh, boy.
It's time for the return of Filmily Feud. It's just like Family Feud, but it's Family Feud. Yeah, all the questions are about movies, though, or at least in that ballpark. I've done polls. I've polled people and got percentages in their answers. So when you name something that's a correct answer on the poll, you'll get as points the percentage amount that answered that name. Okay. And yeah, I think that explains it. Sam, did I leave anything out?
I don't know. I only played it once, and I remember I got the handle of it pretty quick, I think. But I'm vaguely sure, but I think you got it. I think we'll all pick it up.
Okay. Yeah. And so it's going to go, Padgett's going to go first, then Kyle. See, I knew all along that that was the right order. And then, and then Sam, and then, but each of you, that's when each of you will get a chance to go first. And with each round, there's three rounds, and then the tiebreaker, because she did win the first game, Padgett will get to go first in the tiebreaker.
That's fine.
If it comes down to her and someone else.
Well, let's see.
Well, you know what? Let's do that. Let's see. Let's see right now. I polled over 100 people.
Wow.
Which answer got the highest percentage to this question? Which Beatle is the best actor?
Wow.
I can remind you of who they were if you'd like.
No. Which was the best actor?
Say Pete Best.
Shut up. Do it, nice try. That's good. I'm gonna say the majority of the people thought it was Paul McCartney.
You think that's what the people think?
I think that is what the largest percentage of people thought was the best actor of the four.
Okay. Padgett's going with Paul McCartney's the best actor. Kyle, what do you think of the remaining three?
Can I not pick Paul? I don't think I will, but I'm just kind of curious about the rules.
No, you can't pick Paul. You gotta go with one of the others.
I'm thinking of I want to call it Twas the Night Before Christmas. Twas the Night We Ran? What's the movie? Hard Day's Night. And being impressed actually with all of them. I think George was a little more low key to say he was the best, but they were all surprisingly good. I feel like John Lennon is the one that I would probably pick as the finest actor of the four and the cleverest. Whether or not other people did, I don't know, but I'm going to have to go with John Lennon.
Okay. Sam, that leaves you with two Beatles.
It does leave me with very limited options. So, I mean, he wasn't just a singer. He also produced films. So I'll say George Harrison.
Oh, interesting.
He did. He produced a Monty Python. I don't know if he did multiple Monty Python movies.
I think his banner is the one Handmade Films.
I think that is correct.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
You see that at the beginning of a lot of stuff. I think Hot Fuzz he was involved in, I believe.
Whoa.
And lots of movies, yeah. I wish that was what we were looking for. Who's the best producer?
Producer. No.
Again, yeah. I had limited options. I didn't think anyone was going to say Ringo.
You did. Well, that's the interesting thing, is that all of you, with those four options, all chose to ignore the top vote getter, which is, of course, the great Ringo Starr.
Oh, my God.
Got really? 38% of the vote.
Oh, see, I'm so used to people historically undervaluing Ringo Starr, which drives me crazy.
Well, see, now he's finally getting his due.
Good. He should. He's great.
As a drummer, he's a great actor.
Yeah, there you exactly. Go. Exactly. Exactly. But I always kind of chimed in on the joking about, you know, Ringo not being, you know, the greatest drummer in the world. But Dave Grohl, I saw him on an induction special or something with Ringo, talking about Ringo Starr. And he played some of the riffs that Ringo Starr sort of invented. And it was impressive. So hats off to Ringo. 38% to Ringo. But this is really interesting how it shakes out from there. Padgett gets 23%, 23 points for saying Paul. And then Sam gets 22 points or 22% of the vote for George. And then strangely, maybe because he's been gone the longest, John Lennon only 17%.
Wow.
Don't remember. They don't remember.
Yeah. People need to, not forget that dude. but there you go. So very, very tight, though. Very tight race so far with Padgett with 23 and Sam with 22 and Kyle with 17. Second round starts now. Kyle gets to go first in answering this question. Which of the four stars of the movie Closer? Remember that one?
Love yeah, that the movie. Mike Nichols movie. Mm-hmm. Right?
Stage drama turned into turned into a movie. A lot of talking scenes, a lot of talking. Yeah, but out of those four sexy actors, probably four of the top four in the game at the time the movie was made, those actors, which one of them do you think is the best at rock, paper, scissors?
Whoa.
So it's Clive Owen, Jude Law, Natalie Portman, and Julia Roberts. Is that the
four? I wish I could give you points for that, but
I just want to make sure there wasn't some
unfortunately
weird thing. rock, paper, scissors would be.
I think I have to correct you. You're forgetting Bob Hoskins.
Bob Hoskins was
also in the film.
It was in film.
Judy Dench
and
was in the film.
Judy Dench.
Yeah.
Dame.
It was
Natalie
Dame
Portman.
Judy Dench. Yeah.
Charles Fleischer. Name. Charles Fleischer stood on camera.
Did a voice. He was the voice.
Did a voice to help the actors.
I'm going to go with, I feel like Julie Roberts, has an innate sense of paper, rock, scissors. I'm going to go with Julie Roberts.
Okay. He says Julia Roberts is really going to have a solid rock, paper, scissor game. What do you think, Sam?
I think, you know what? He's my favorite. And that movie, and I already liked him, but man, that movie just sold me on Clive Owen.
Okay. Somebody bought some stock in Clive Owen that day.
I would always buy stock in Clive Owen.
Yes.
I love Clive Owen.
Me too. Yeah. He's a sturdy stock.
And I can't wait to see his Bill Clinton.
He had me at Croupier.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Oh, with Alex Kingston.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Sam said Clive, and that leaves, what do we got for Padgett? We got Natalie Portman or Jude Laws?
And Bob Hoskins, Judy
Dench. Judy Dench. I actually think it's Natalie Portman. I did from the get-go.
Oh, well.
Okay. I can't do a poll of more than four on Twitter, so it's the four stars of Closer, just to be clear. I'm going to start telling you the numbers now.
Please.
Okay.
Let's start with Jude Law. 12%.
Oh, no one picked the lowest. He's got to be the lowest one, right?
So pretty smart to stay away from Jude Law. Oh, you think he's the lowest one, do you?
I do.
Turns out, it's Julia Roberts.
Whoa. Lowest percentage?
Only 9% think she's good at rock.
Whoa.
People forget.
Wow.
People forget.
People forget that great scene in Eat, Pray, Love where she destroyed.
She was discovered.
People with I can't believe
paper, rock, scissors.
Her name is her name is far. Roberts. Roberts is Rochambeau in English.
Yeah. Yes.
That is the dumbest.
Okay, so it's only 9% for her. Only 9%. Yeah, yeah. Who said her?
I did.
I'm sorry. I thought I was like telling Padgett, but it was you, Kyle, that got stuck with Julia Roberts. Sam Clive Owen, 30%.
Oh no.
Well, that's fantastic. Yeah.
I can't catch up.
Not a bad number, not a bad number, but that
sounds like Padgett, it's gonna be a monstrous runaway.
Padgett, I got to tell you, your instincts are right, and you even chose last on that one. Natalie Portman, 49%.
Wow. Here, let me tell you, this is what I'm doing. It's the strategy of the game. You asked people on Twitter. Uh-huh. So the percentage answer is going to be, what do the majority of the people you're asking on Twitter, who do they know the best?
Right.
And I didn't think Ringo would win that. I feel like Natalie Portman did some joke rap video on SNL a couple of years ago where I think she was playing Rochambeau in the video.
Oh.
So that's why I thought people will answer Natalie Portman.
You know, when I say things like this to explain my thought process for answer, I get raked online.
You do?
I get absolutely murdered in the comment section. But when you say it, Padgett, it just sounds classy. It sounds logical and smart.
Aww, yeah.
Yeah, it's very, very cool when she says it. Okay, so let's play the next round, even though Sam does think he's masked out at this point. But let's see.
I think we all are. I mean, that was such a huge number. And
oh, well, Kyle definitely is. But let's see how you do.
Okay, great.
In this.
Well, unless number one is like a 70% number, I don't think I can win. And I have to get number one.
Yeah, but well, maybe it will have a 70%.
Okay, here we go. Let's hope it's
you never. You never know. I want to do the tiebreaker so bad, but okay, at least it's a good one for me to save for a future game. All right, so but this one is the next official question, and who hasn't gone first yet? Sam hasn't.
Sam.
Okay. So go Sam, Padgett, Kyle. But this Kyle could work out. They could leave a real juicy one for you.
All right, this is my plan. Remember, so I'm playing the long game here.
Okay. Which actress of the, what I call the three leads, this is a three person answer.
Only three
choices were given to the people taking the poll of Jane Fonda, Lily Tomlin and Dolly Parton from 9 to 5. Which one can solve a Rubik's cube the fastest? These are three very talented ladies.
Those are three unbelievably talented ladies.
Legends.
I adore all of them. I hope they live forever.
Yes.
She's controversial, you know, because she's got the Vietnam history. Some people never forgave her for that. So I don't, as much as I want to say Jane Fonda, everybody likes Dolly Parton. Everybody likes Dolly Parton. So Dolly Parton's my answer.
Okay.
That's Sam's what my answer was going to be.
Sorry, Padge. I thought it out. I thought about the Twitter
You're
sphere.
Smart. Everyone loves Dolly. And
everyone loves
I looked up Kyle. He was in a movie with Dolly.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Is it Rhinestone 2?
A TV show or a movie? Yes,
we filmed Rhinestone 2. It never came out. She produced a show, a Netflix show is on it, that she introduces each episode, and I got to meet her, and it was, as you would expect, one of the most amazing. Everyone was just kind of in awe. And she's everything you think she is, like, in terms of just how, I mean, she's a force. I would have totally, who's next? Me? Because I was going to piggyback.
Oh, who is next?
Great question. You are, Padgett.
Okay. Then I won't say my
name. I want to hear what he has to say. I'm going to say, I think people think that,
is it Grace or Frankie?
I think it's Lily Tomlin. I think it's Lily Tomlin. I think it's Frankie.
Okay, so yeah, that's your final answer is Lily Tomlin.
Final answer, Lily Tomlin.
And that leaves Jane Fonda to Kyle, but also he'd like to give us an anecdote.
Oh, no. I wish I could give a great anecdote. Now I feel really bad because I've built this up. I was just going to say, I like Sam's logic there.
Yeah.
Using Padgett's strategy to see who would probably be on the Twitter sphere. And it would pick. And I would, yeah, I think both of your guys' logic is good. I'm going to, so I have Jane Fonda, right? Which I'm proud to have. I'm a huge Jane Fonda fan. And and just for the people out there, she came to terms with the Vietnam thing in terms of the mistakes she made. However, she's also unapologetically, believes in what she believes, which I've always appreciated. And she's done it against complete, no matter how unpopular it made her. And she's an underrated actress. Like if you brought up Sophie's Choice, that era of actresses in the 70s and early 80s. I just want to give a shout out to everyone in that movie, Lily Tomlin and Jane Fonda. And then you had like Deborah Winger who popped up in the early 80s, Sissy Spacek and Jessica Lange. Like that was an era, man. And like, and Jane kind of started it off in the late 60s and no one expected it. So good on Jane, and I hope she wins this.
Lovely.
Yes, and I agree with all of that sentiment. Doug and I saw Jane Fonda speak, and then also that wonderful documentary, Jane Fonda in 5X, at the Traverse City Film Festival a few years ago. And Doug, she was wonderful.
She's amazing. She like gets so much more done every day than any.
And all of us combined.
Yeah. Hey, I'm at a flag football game and on a major podcast right now. So next to her in that.
Are you a ref at the game?
I am. Guys.
Who won? Doug, who won? I think Sam. No, not the game. I don't care about the game. Dolly. I think it's Dolly. I think we all would have picked Dolly first, which is what everyone did. So I bet Sam gets over 70%.
I don't know.
Answer.
Okay, here goes. As amazing as Jane Fonda is, in this particular, for some reason, people don't think she's got the skills for a Rubik's Cube. Maybe she just doesn't have the time for it. But they gave her just a mere 17%.
Wow.
So that didn't work out so great for Kyle. But thank you for playing. And
why'd you pick her, Kyle? God,
please don't.
I know.
Please don't drive your car through the children's game in a rage. coming in at number two with 41% of the vote is the great Lily Tomlin.
So
And Sam was worried that it's an insurmountable lead that Padgett had, and it was very smart of him to worry, because even with him giving the number one answer, Dolly Parton just got one percentage point more, 42%, bringing Sam's total to 94, Padgett's 113. Kyle Bornheimer, thank you for being here.
Wow. Of course. Congratulations,
Padgett. He doesn't have to leave. Does he leave?
No, he doesn't have to leave.
I feel like my car seat's going to drop out and I'm going to fall through a hole.
No, we're all going to leave at the same time, but first we're going to have a discussion about all the things that we're up to and things for people to check out. Starting with Sam, this is your last time to make this pitch.
Okay. I really, really need people to understand. I also birthdays, anniversaries, all the happy stuff on Cameo. If you'd like a cameo from me, I'm very affordable. Most of my cameos are over 3 minutes long. You get a lot for your money. But if you need to deliver bad news, if you'd like to break up with someone, if you need to apologize to someone, I will do it for you. I don't skimp on those either. They're heartfelt. They're several minutes long. I have nothing but 5-star reviews. I truly give the people what they want. I will redo a cameo if I don't get it right the first time, free of charge. So please find me on Cameo and let me tell terrible things to people that you can't bring yourself to.
Damn, Sam, that's a conscientious provider. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. I'm trying to make the world a better place. Thank you. Years ago in therapy, I made a decision with my therapist. I was going to actively try to make the world a better place every day of my life.
Wow.
There you go. And that is genuinely what I try to do. I don't always succeed, but I try.
All right. Well, that's very nice.
Thank you.
Everybody get it, you know, and if you just want a cameo that's like just a, you know, chill dude ripping the bong, then get it from me. But if, you know, if you really want some sort of performance, then Sam's your man. Mm-hmm. Kyle Bornheimer, it was delightful having you there in your car for the show on the first time. I'd love to see you on the show in person sometime if you'd be into that.
Oh, please. I would love it. Thank you for having me.
What do you got coming up for people to check out?
Well, I'd like to plug Sam's cameo as well.
Thank you so much.
I might hire you to do a cameo and yell at these refs.
Oh, yeah.
If you wouldn't mind. For
get it together, Blue. That's baseball.
No, that's great. I do love, and I want to plug his lifestyle choice of making the world better. Thank you for doing that, Sam.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.
Because I don't have much. I start Avenue 5 season 2 in about a month or so.
Nice. I'll
probably be out at the first of the year. We're very excited about that on HBO Max or HBO, whatever the new HBO portals are. HBO here, HBO there. Go watch that Dolly Parton thing. It's a pretty cute little Netflix show that she did. She did an episode based on all her songs, or she did 9 episodes each based on one of her songs. And it's really, really cute.
Which song is adorable, as you think.
What's that?
Which song are you?
I knew you were going to ask that, and I cannot remember the title of my episode. These Old Bones. Oh, because I kept thinking of this the big hit of hers, the Jolene, and I had that song in my head because there's an episode based on that. But These Old Bones with another great actress that popped up in the 80s, Kathleen Turner, is in it. Yeah.
She's,
and talk about anecdotes. You should have her on to tell you anecdotes because she's got some.
Oh my God. She's great. She's so great. She's uncredited as Jessica Rabbit.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, that's right. It all comes back to Roger Rabbit.
Yeah. And Amy Irving is the singing voice. I really deep dived on Roger Rabbit after chatting with Sam about it last week or a couple of days ago, actually. Okay. So Paget Brewster, our big winner today.
I'm the winner. I won.
You did it, Padge.
Yay!
I should have done this.
Yeah.
Yay!
After you got Portman, it was all over. No one could catch you.
Portman was a strong turn right there, yeah.
Please sign up for Disney Plus if you don't have it already, because starting July 21st, Behind the Attraction on Disney Plus.
Yeah.
But it might also be on Disney. I've made a lot of ads. I don't know where it's going. But it's a good docu-series about the creation of all of it, of Disneyland, Disney World, Disney's all over the world, all of the rides. And I hope people love it, because it was a really fun job to do, and it really interesting, his history of the artistic process and also just all the weird stuff everyone went through to make the rides, to make the theme parks. It's a really fun show. And I hope people enjoy it. And watch Bird Girl on Adult Swim. It aired. They already aired the first time, but go watch it anyway. Yeah. I'm Bird Girl on Bird Girl. Watch Bird Girl.
Bird Girl.
I've only been doing voice work, my friends.
Bird Girl.
Hey, man.
You know.
The best work you could have the last year.
Safe. Yes. Keep it safe. I've been, doing the same thing. That's what I keep saying to my agent. Like, don't even let those other people, don't take their calls. Voiceover only. Mm-hmm. Offer only, voiceover only.
Yeah, I do have all my agents
voiceover only.
Stop all the calls that were coming in.
And I must be able to record it from my iPhone in my home. Yes.
In my Chevy Bolt outside of a flag football.
Yeah, it's that or nothing, and it's going to be great. Don't worry about it. Who was it? I was just watching something where, Martha Stewart did a tribute to Larry King on the Daytime Emmy Awards, and she was in her kitchen, and the sound could not have been more echoey and shitty. I just don't think that she would on purpose do that, you know?
But I don't know. Did you see have you seen the Jamie Foxx colonoscopy ad? That's the worst sound right now. No, I'm glad he's doing that to raise awareness. People should go and get, you know, colonoscopies, but the sound is, he did it.
What does it sound like? A room full of people drinking milkshakes?
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh no. Like a vacuum cleaner?
Something bad. It's just echoey and you can barely hear him. And
maybe it's white noise for some people. Maybe they go to sleep to that.
It's ASMR.
Yeah. It's total ASMR business. Speaking of business, I'm going to be doing some business up at the Tacoma Comedy Club in Tacoma, Washington on Sunday. Yeah, it's going to be my first headliner in-person show. It'll be Sunday, July 11th. Yeah,
wow.
It's feeling too soon at this point. but it's happening. I'll do it as safely as possible. And Padgett, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Do you think you would be able to join us again at the same time 2 weeks from today, Sunday, July 11th?
I'm looking. I probably, let me see.
Oh, I could put you down as a maybe and then
wait a minute.
A suspenseful
what ending. Is it? Wait, what is it? July?
2 weeks from today, the 11th of July at 2:00. Oh, wait, pardon me.
She's busy July 21st, I can tell you, because she's
premiering. Yeah.
Behind the attractions.
Yeah, she has to be home for that.
Yes, no, I can do it.
Pardon me, there's a time change on that one. Time change.
What?
It's going to be, it's going to be at 4:30.
That I don't know. Can I get back to you?
Oh, no.
Can Sam be my proxy?
No, you'll just be, because he'll win for sure. No, we could schedule you for another time if it ends up being a problem, but we'll talk about it. We'll talk about it off show. Thank you so much for being here, new champion. But thank you as well to all of my guests, Sam Levine, Kyle Bornheimer, Padgett Brewster. And as always, I always say the last line from a movie so to close the show, so you can all guess what it is after we hear the closing theme song. As always, get rid of those pictures.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug